The next poem is about oriental rugs. One of my friends in the art department is a connoisseur of them. It's called the Turkoman, which is the name of a particular kind of rug. And one of the interesting things about many oriental rugs is that they're actually prayer rugs, especially the smaller ones. And at the top, or at one end, there is a little symbol which may look like a comb, it may look like a lamp or a chapel. Actually, what it is the spot at which the worshiper should touch his head to the rug when the minaret's bells ring, or whatever the time they're supposed to pray. And this appears in the poem. It's called a mihrab. Every Turkish rug is a garden. There you see the border, the wall of intricate bone, rows of candelabra, bota, as they called him, trees, or as some say, the mark a fist makes when slammed down in blood. Coming out along the canals running south, the young noblemen, beards just trimmed, smelling of lotion, converse as they move through the orchard, look, then turn their backs to us, ignoring the one decapitated head, the face of a lion roaring through the branches. Each carries neatly folded over one arm the towel still wet that he bathes with, that toward the proper hour when they leave all at once in a crowd by the northeast gate, they will smooth on the hot sand like gentlemen spreading their wash. Kneel there as behind an idiot camel arches his muscled neck through the foliage. Spits, and the sun, a boy swimmer brown as a paper bag, goes shooting naked like a cold trombone late for a concert, over the field of stones casting their shadows away. Stars, dinner bells, start to ring over the mountains. They brace their hands against the earth, and the mihrabs, the little churches, pull their heads down as if to eat them. In each, a chapel, a lamp, a comb appears, strokes their sleek hair into the ground.